Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the archives, the articles, the blog, the knowledge base. My newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, our poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And we'd like you to get when you give us your answer, by the way, which takes about 2 seconds, you'll see the instantaneous results of how the poll's going so far. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Anita Rosen has an incredible body of work that she's deposited with us over the years, right there on our website as well. And I hope you'll check out what she's had to say. You can learn an awful lot from things that Anita talked to us about years ago. Anita is the author of E-Learning 2.0, and we're talking about In the previous segment, we were talking about local, how important local is. And, you know, that's the thing. Whenever I ask small business owners if they have a website, and they tell me no, and I say, why not? And they say, well, why should I? I say, local search. Those are the two reasons, local search.
There's a lot of people that aren't using the Yellow Pages anymore.
Yeah.
They get online. Any service that they need, they type it in. If you're not there. How do they find you? I don't think I've gone to a restaurant in the last few years that I haven't gone to their website first.
Exactly, and to go look at the if you've never been there, go look at what the other people have posted about the website to get the phone number to make reservations to get the. I use my voice search in my Droid software on my phone. I use that all the time.
So then let's talk about some other technologies that are really starting to bubble up for business people, especially consumer type business people.
Right.
You don't really find it. I don't find that these personally, and I'd love to hear someone speak otherwise. I don't really find that they have bubbled up for business to business, but business to consumer is a very different market, and that's where these things bubble up.
Mm-hmm.
Most business people aren't going to negatively speak about another business because their boss, they could get in trouble for talking as an employee of a company negatively about another company.
Right.
But as a consumer, all of a sudden, we don't have these constraints. So if you're doing business to business, it's a very, very different way that you need to be looking at these technologies than business to consumer. And if you're talking to consumers, something like Twitter, you sit there, you don't necessarily need to be tweeting, but are your customers tweeting about you?
Right. You need to know what kind of conversation is going on. Yeah.
Pardon?
I said you have to know what's being said about you.
Right. Do you have a feed? And that's not hard to do. You could do it through Google. You can set up a feed that any time your company is mentioned, you get sent an email.
It's called Google Alerts.
Yeah.
Once a day you get it.
And you get it, and it will say anything that's being said about you. And don't you want to know anything that's being said about you?
Mm-hmm.
And if someone's tweeting about you and saying, I went into this restaurant and the food was terrible and the service was terrible, don't you want to know that someone just said that?
Or guess what? They might say, wow, what a great experience. Wouldn't you like to hear that?
Yep. Whatever it is, you want to be hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the type of services that you really, a lot of small businesses say, I don't have the time to be sitting there and seeing who's saying things to me on Twitter. You don't have the time not to be.
Right. Yeah.
So, you put something like Google Alerts, you're not spending a lot of time. It's coming to you. And that's what you need to be looking for is all of these different services. There's different applications that business people can sign up for so that they can find out if anything is being said about them.
Folks, when I talk to you about the second decade of the 21st century, and what I'm trying to do is get your head out of the last decade, get your head out of the last century, the previous millennia. I'm trying to get you to understand that we are on the threshold of the second decade of a new era. It's the age of the customer, Anita. That's what I've been talking about. That's what I'm calling it. We're now in the age of the customer, and the customer has control, and that changes. That's a paradigm shift. Anita, and when paradigm shift, everything goes back to zero. And what that means is the way you used to think about how you connected with customers, how you reach them, how they find you, how they do business with you, who they talk to about you, all that's gone back to zero. It's all changed, hasn't it?
Well, you know, as they say, everything's changed and nothing's changed. People are people, and they're still going to be people. The thing is now they have different tools than
right.
they had.
And they have power with those tools that they didn't have before.
Yeah. You know, the other downside for people is who's really listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people I'm a believer that too many people give way too much information, and who cares? Just because you have a thought.
on social media. I completely agree. There's too much clutter.
And, you know, not every thought is interesting. Why are people putting all of these thoughts out there? And these thoughts that you've put out there are going to be attached to you for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
And do you, every time you write something that's going to be posted on the internet, do you want that to be how you are defined?
Let me give you an example.
You need to think about this.
Let me give you an example.
You go into a job interview and people say, wow, you really diss a lot of, you have a really negative attitude. You are always dissing businesses.
We just had our 13th anniversary in November, but people are congratulating me still on our 11th anniversary. Now, what that means is somewhere out there in the ether is a notice that we just celebrated our 11th anniversary.
Yeah.
even though it's 2 years later, people are still there. Somebody published yesterday, hey, Jim Blasingame celebrated his 11th anniversary. Well, that's old news, but it's still out there.
Yep. So there's always that downside. But as a business person, what I find when
Anita, hold on to that thought.
I don't have time to be having a Facebook page. It's like, yeah, but are people talking about you?
Hold on to that thought, Anita. I got to take a quick break. Give us your website quickly before we go. I think it's readygo.com. Anita Rosen and I will be right back. 10 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.